Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful earth we call Eden. I'm your guest host from Canada. We are going to get into some very, very heavy material to take on the forces of darkness that want to overthrow the forces of true light. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than Calvary, and there's no greater Calvary than the Power Hour Calvary. We're forming our posse, and we're going to many, many places today. We'll go back to North Carolina. We'll go back to the war against the American people, the wars that Satan's forces are trying to orchestrate in many theaters of conflict, specifically the Middle East and Russia and the Ukraine, to try to wrest life, liberty, and a state from everyone in the world, never mind just the American people. And this is something we have to be on guard for, because basically every government in the Western world has been usurped by some sort of force or power that is open to speculation, but definitely not under the control of we the people. And we have an option. We have Power Hour, a 25-year-old radio show that's always been at the forefront of not only leading people to health and salvation, but to be the point of the sword in the battle against the enemies of our age. And we hope to maintain that battle for a long time, and you can help us in that by going to Power Hour Mall and shopping there for health products or contributing to the mission statement of this radio program. A radio program that Joyce Riley took to great, great lengths to attack these forces of darkness. And it seems some of the great topics we had back then pale by comparison to what's on our plate now. Mostly because the American people preferred sleep and rest over vigilance against these monstrosities we call leaders. So it's mutual assured survival to contribute to Power Hour, pray for Power Hour, and keep it alive, because ultimately it's going to keep you alive. If even a small percentage of the American people, they say it's 11% can change destinies, if even that many knew the truth about many things that have happened in recent months and years, evil would not prosper, because they couldn't sell this wooden horse to the racetrack. North Carolina was a classic one. Somehow, people are fused in old technology concepts and ideas to think we can never advance past the horse and buggy or the horseless carriage. That's as far as we can go. We can't go any further. Science is a pit to be trapped in, never to gain ground. And nothing could be further from the truth. I said very clearly and succinctly, mostly because even before North Carolina happened, the good Lord put the patents on my plate. And I had them for about a week beforehand to mull over, because I expect and anticipate the use of non-traditional weaponry to be used against us, because most people have absolutely no idea it exists, and it's very difficult to pin down to say it was this or it was that. If you drop a bomb or land a shell on top of someone, it's relatively easy to figure out that, one, you were attacked, but with forensic evidence, you can determine exactly who did it, or at least have a great likelihood of doing that. With something that appears to have a good patsy, the weather, you have the ultimate weapon, because no one will know what hit them, even after they survived it. Four Congress people wrote a letter to the great unwashed, us, Deborah Ross, a Democrat from North Carolina, Nikema Williams, a Democrat from Georgia, Kathy Castor, a Democrat from Florida. Wiley Nickel, a Democrat from North Carolina, saying that, you know, there's only one solution after a major catastrophe like that is we have to secure freedom of speech. We have to take that away from you. No one can contradict these narratives that are established by government and fiends. No one. So we have to be able to remove things from the internet, to put tape over people's mouths, to silence them, so that we cannot point a finger at a more likely candidate for a conspiracy. And that's another big word that they used to shut us down, invented after the Kennedy assassination. Anything that doesn't go with the narrative, no matter what we saw with our own eyes on the Zapruder film, no matter what the witnesses saw for the last days, weeks, or months that they lived, no matter what reporters figured out, it was all just a conspiracy because we had a government-mandated narrative to cover for it. And the only party who would benefit from that, ki bono, would be the government. And in this, the only party who could benefit from this would be the government and their minions for using it, deploying it, and profiting from it. After this was over, I look further with keywords to look at the history of things like that, to see how old it is. It is very old. And in the days when there was free press, a famous reporter by the name of Seymour Hersh wrote in the New York Times, and I believe it was 1972, about the use of weather weapons in Vietnam. The use of these weapons started in 1963, the year of the Beatles invasion, ironically, and continued under three top secret programs that were run from the White House. And the current moron-in-chief has absolutely no idea about that. He's much older than I am, and he's in government, and now he is the president. And you had no idea about the top secret protocols used by your military in war before many of you probably were even born. And he plays this fool's errand upon us in joint union with the media and the people who are supposed to represent us in Congress to play us for suckers, to say that it doesn't exist. Can't exist. We can't see behind the top secrecy walls. We have to speculate. But if you had it in 1963, why would it disappear in 2024? Wouldn't it have progressed and become more effective? Because there's many ideas that understand it's probably been used many times before and since, especially since, to shut down an enemy, make them beg and grovel, to threaten them. There were many reports over the years about Japan being threatened with these types of weapons, to surrender to whatever groups of banksters and gangsters are at beck and call. Sometimes they accepted, sometimes they refused. I think we must know about one where they refused, because the damage is very, very extensive. But of course, back in those days, I went back to old military projects. One of them was called Project SEAL. Project SEAL was about making a tsunami weapon. You detonate explosives at the bottom of the seabed, and guess what? You're swimming. But of course, they don't teach you that in school. It's not part of the narrative the media would use. It's swept aside like detritus. So that way, when it is used, you'll have no understanding and you can't say, stop, don't do this. Project SEAL went nuclear in the 1950s. The idea that first came up was in World War I. There was an explosion in the Thames River. And naval engineers saw the big wave that was created and thought, hey, we can do that. So how old is that weapon? As old as the horseless carriage. And still, we can't conceive it. We can't understand it. We can't put it into our dialogue. And more importantly, we can't shut it down. But the New Zealand scientist who was working on Project SEAL left the project when it went nuclear. And a lot of his words and statements ended up becoming public knowledge. And what would happen if it did go nuclear? When this event happened, I should say 2 years before it happened, I reported on a Japanese ship called the Chikyu, drilling the deepest hole in the Earth's mantle at what turned out to be very close proximity to where the epicenter of this earthquake happened to cause the tsunami. And I stated then, you just wait, because I knew about Project SEAL. And if you drop something, especially something that was nuclear, down that hole, you're going to have a hell of a wave coming at you. And sure as shooting, it did. And most of us live in complete ignorance of that. In the Indian Ocean tsunami, I didn't hesitate for a second to say Project SEAL was revitalized, and they went nuclear because it was so powerful. And it turned out over time, radioactive elements were found off Ceylon. Dead fish washed up that were fried a little too much and left a classic trail behind for people who would even know to recognize the evidence. And that's the big thing for us, is we have to be investigative. When we hear things, we have to look into past, present, and analyze what the future is based on what we determine. And the biggest thing we can determine is we're lied to tooth and nail. It was another thing I found by accident, too, that just floored me. In older times, when churches were the center of communities, in Hungary, they used the church bells to ward off storms. So I posted on our website, the blog site for the government rag, a couple of research papers there. One of them goes back to the 19th century. But there's pros and cons about the effects of the ringing of bells and what it can do to affect storms, because the sound is energy, just like light is energy, and you can disrupt the energy of the storm and disable it and make it dissipate with church bells. At least that's what the ancients thought. Absolutely amazing. And what's one of the big things we probably don't have anymore at the center of our communities is the traditional church with the traditional bells. Some of the ones in Europe are just gigantic bells, sort of like the Liberty Bell. Humongous. Maybe it would even be better to have that ringing once in a while as opposed to sitting idle, so we can understand what the Tree of Liberty really is and what the amendments to the Constitution really are, because that's very important. And one aid group that was going into North Carolina reported something that really won't be on any of the mainstream news. They ran out of body bags. They used up 10,000 for the 200 some odd people who were killed. 10,000. Look how many body bags you get for each person. And they need significantly more. So what does that tell you? We've been lied to, and we are dealing with a catastrophe of biblical proportions, and that with FEMA interfering and blocking aid, people are dying in droves or have died in droves, suffering in droves. In this woman's report, who works for a Christian mission delivering aid up there, she said pretty much her last night up there before she came out, two young girls died of exposure. They were Spanish-speaking, and they had trouble communicating with the authorities, or they were in fear of communicating with authorities, and they froze to death. That is our world. where so many billions and billions and billions are going offshore to kill people in other parts of the world at the behest of the federal government. Unfortunately, I retained my soul, so I mourn for two little girls who freeze to death in a disaster area. I wish there was a way that they could have been transported to my home to have aid and comfort for as long as necessary to keep them alive. But that's not in the plans of big government. It never has been. And that's the shame of it all. But America is a we the people state. And many people have rose to the occasion and moved mountains to help their brethren, which is how the country was built. It's how it will be maintained. And it is something to be proud of. And to all those rescuers who risk arrest and some sort of cultural banishment for doing what's right, God bless you all. Because there's no greater sacrifice than can be made than to give your life, literally or figuratively, to save a brother or sister. And that just humbles me, that there's so many good Americans like that. One of the other big war fronts is Israel. I just look on the Israel papers a lot of times because they tell you the truth. It's a truth that we're not allowed to see here in the Western world. For some strange reason, the controllers of the system do an excellent job of censorship that doesn't exist in Israel. The Times of Israel reported Shin Bet, one of their intelligence agencies, warned of the attack on October the 7th, hours before it happened. What happened is they gave cell phones to Hamas so that they could monitor and control them. And for some strange reason, the lion's share of them all turned on several hours before the attack. And that could only mean one thing, that a major operation was going to happen. And that alert was sent out to the national police and other intelligence agencies to no effect, because they already knew that was going to happen. That was the master plan, if you know master plans. The false flag is the ultimate tool of oppression in the world. You attack yourself, you blame it on somebody else, the convenient patsy, whatever they are, you whip up the war dogs, and you go to war. Seize property. Commit mass murder, do whatever you want. It's the most effective thing going. And it's something that just is so difficult to impress upon people. I remember after 9/11, a woman I came to know who was my right hand for some period of time taught me about a lot of these things because I was naive. I didn't know, and I guess the good Lord put her in my path to learn these things. I miss her terribly for a lot of the work we did. But as soon as 9/11 happened, she told me right away, oh, that's just another Reichstag fire. Because when you know how to bake a cake, you know how any other cake is baked. You can add different things to the mix, but it's still baking a cake. So for me, it was still overwhelming to even think that that was the case. It was something I had to acquire and learn in the succeeding years. But I learned, came up upon something the Americans called Operation Northwoods. That was used in the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis. It included all kinds of things. Hijacking, crashing airliners, killing leaders, blaming it all on Cuba for a casus belli to go to war. It's old hat to those types of people who want to cause mayhem. Then there was another story. That's a touching story. It'll not be in the Western news to any great extent, but in a couple of Israeli newspapers, it was on the front page. A young woman, 22 years old, who survived the rave attack, killed herself on her birthday Sunday. She was 22 years old. Her name was Sherelle Golan. They said the government ignored her and her PTSD. Did they really ignore her? Yes, of course. Because what were they? They were the orchestrators of the crime, in my opinion. There's absolutely nothing that can lead you away from the fact that they knew. They let it happen. And they profited from the crime to achieve territorial gains and power and keep the dictator-in-chief out of prison, where he's rightfully supposed to be, except there's a war on and he has to lead his nation. So he has no ulterior motive for maintaining the narrative and keeping the war going, except the cell doors. And it's something, as someone who does investigate more as a reporter than a former law enforcement person, is the dead are screaming that were killed by the IDF forces for justice. And I hear that scream. I see the evidence. I followed where it went. Evidence is a compass. It takes you where it takes you. It doesn't take you where you want to go. North is north. It's end of story. It could be over a mountain, across a stream, through a valley, through a forest, across a highway. North is north. It's the compass. It's not a narrative. And you have to be free from all your prejudices to follow that compass in an investigation. Because if you already have your pre-drawn conclusions that so-and-so did it, or this happened, or that happened, and you have to follow the narrative, generally because it's part of a career path, well, you're doomed to failure. And if we follow these wrong paths and build bigger and better wars, we'll all be doomed to failure in the ultimate war that may come along. Until we acquire the courage to back off from these narratives and say, no, enough is enough. Video footage was released in the Israeli press. They interviewed the pilot of one of the helicopters who opened fire on people, commanders on the ground, who fired the tank rounds into the kibbutzes. It's an open story. But to us, it's a conspiracy, something to be relegated to obscurity. And the truth is not obscure. It's here on Power Hour.
Empower your day by tuning in to the Power Hour Live every weekday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. Join us for dynamic discussions and call in with your questions or comments at 888-627-6008. Can't make it live? No worries. You can catch the replay anytime 24/7 by visiting thepowerhour.com. Want to stay in the loop? Sign up for our daily newsletter to get show archives and guest info straight to your inbox. And if you're a podcast fan, we've got you covered on all major platforms and devices. So whether you're tuning in live or catching up on your commute, the Power Hour is always within reach. Don't miss out. Join our community and make every hour a Power Hour. Power your life with the best health, wellness, and readiness products from thepowermall.com. Each purchase you make doesn't just benefit you. It also supports independent news media. That's right. You're backing the good guys who bring you the truth. Feel good knowing that every dollar you spend helps small businesses grow. Imagine a community where your health is optimized and your mind is well informed. That's the future you're building with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. So, take the step today. Empower your wellness and support independent media. Shop smart. Shop independent. Shop thepowermall.com. Together, we make a difference.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
If your wellness routine needs a boost, you're in for a treat. Meet vitamin B17. Did you know that vitamin B17, also known as amygdalin, is a natural compound found in plant-based sources like bitter apricot seeds? It's time to explore how this powerful nutrient can support your overall well-being. Our vitamin B17 capsules and bitter apricot seeds are made with the highest quality standards, ensuring each product is pure, potent, and packed with benefits. Imagine starting your day with a boost of natural goodness. Vitamin B17 is known for its potential health benefits, from supporting your immune system to promoting general wellness. And for those who prefer a convenient option, our extra potent B17 500 milligrams capsules are here to help you on your journey to better health. Why choose Richardson Nutritional Center? Because we believe in providing you with the very best. Our products are meticulously processed to maintain their natural integrity and efficacy. Your health and satisfaction are our top priority. So what are you waiting for? Embark on a natural journey to wellness today. Head over to thepowermall.com or give us a call at 877-817-9829 to place your order. Discover the health benefits of vitamin B17 and take a step towards a healthier, happier you with Richardson Nutritional Center. Act now and feel the difference.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back, Power Hour listeners. We're here on BBS, our new home. There's a very interesting commercial about the oregano oil. I was always a big fan of oregano oil. I carry it with me everywhere. And if you're traveling, if you're going somewhere, you want your oregano oil because you don't know whatever's waiting for you down the happy trail that can get you something that's been generally described as Montezuma's revenge. That can stop that in its tracks within minutes. So on long drives, always got that. When I used to work in jobs where you got to carry a six-gun, that didn't hurt to have around either because all that extra weight on your belt can sure make life miserable if you have Montezuma's revenge. So a good shot of that, and you're back in the saddle again with no ill effects. So something I highly, highly recommend everywhere you go. But meanwhile, back in our world where evil reigns, we see that Israel attacked Lebanon last night. They went after airports, banks, ports. There were 11 airstrikes on Beirut. Since October the 8th, 2023, 2,448 people were killed. As of probably a day or two ago, and 11,471 injured. 24 locations were under attack. The United States sent a second THAAD missile launcher to Israel, and as I understand, it's not so much for the missiles. They're kind of old. It's the radar. It's probably the top radar in the world ever devised. So one pundit that I heard talking about it said, you know, you could detect a soccer ball in flight. Unless it was a drone going to Prime Minister Netanyahu's house or something like that, might not pick that up. Because one of the big stories about that is, and of course it won't make the rounds, is that drone was launched from IDF-controlled areas of Lebanon. And my question from the moment it happened is, how did it penetrate the air defenses? Well, generally there's only one answer in a question like that. Somebody let it in. One of the biggest things you can see is Netanyahu's prancing around like a warrior after it happened. We're in the attack where missiles got through from his so-called enemy. He was frightened, truly frightened. He was shaking. And why would he do that? votes that caused the Spell Eye to go to war. Primarily, he wanted to go to war with Iran. Actually, one of the Jewish newspapers, I think it was Jerusalem Post I was just looking at, said they've had a 20-year top-secret plan on how to get into a war with Iran. Well, just imagine that. I thought it was the Iranians that were looking for all the trouble. But they were being like the smart kid on the street, trying to push everybody around until he gets unlucky and picks the right guy who knocks his lights out. And that's something we have to be concerned about because those lights are attached to us. There was a serious leak in the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, dated October 15, 16, that Israel was preparing for this attack on Iran. They had 16 Golden Horizon missiles, 40 Rock missiles at Hatzrim Air Base, large force deployment exercises October the 15th, air-to-surface missiles being loaded up at Ramon David and Ramon air bases, 3 KC-707 tanker aircraft all ready for refueling for airstrikes, an AWACS plane, the G550 Gulfstream all set up, ready to go. Israel's energy minister was hinting that they would even launch a nuclear strike, that they expected an Iranian response. It's like they want it because these leaders are the devil's advocates. They want to bring on Armageddon. They don't want to stop it. And one of the big things that's just my surmise is Iran says they have weapons more powerful than nuclear weapons. And everybody rattles and prattles about that. Don't find too many people want to carry the ball and run with it, even though you find scriptural references to Mount Megiddo being split, a giant earthquake in the end times. It's felt by every living creature on the planet. Well, there's not too many usual suspects to rack up there. The one that comes to mind for me is an older weapon that goes back before World War I, the Tesla oscillator. Nikola Tesla tested this around New York City and scared himself. He destroyed it because he was afraid he could create an earthquake that just couldn't stop. And then we had this earthquake event in Iran. Experts say it wasn't a nuclear test, it was too deep. But it didn't have a compression wave that came with earthquakes. So we got two strikes, and we get another pitch. What could it possibly be? I vote for the Tesla oscillator. They've done secret research on that, and they have a weapon more powerful than a nuclear weapon, ready to be deployed. And the people in Israel are too smart to even comprehend that. So they'll eat it like a dirty shirt, perhaps, and see their nation destroyed. And I said that at the outset after October the 7th. How many of his own people will Netanyahu have to kill to get his revenge if his October the 7th was even true? 1,200? 12,000? 120,000? 1.2 million? Will they come back from the dead? Will you get your revenge? Or you get the ultimate destruction. There's something, you know, absolutely terrible about Christian theology. It is based on love and forgiveness, a concept that isn't even on the page of most of these despotic leaders. They would rather kill all their own people than even for a moment contemplate forgiveness. Because nobody wins a war, it's just one loses more than the other. Just like I said another time, a quote from Erwin Rommel, war isn't about who is right, it's about who is left. And with the weapons we have today, there won't be too many left, so it won't matter anymore who's right. And that's very important. I also talked about phones a lot on Power Hour years ago. And I guess, you know, you're so in love with your phone, you'd rather die than give it up. And that was the substance of an Israeli intelligence operation for the targeting of people in Gaza. It's called Daddy's Home. So they followed these guys that they wanted from their cell phone signatures until they got home. And then they dropped ordnance on them and killed them and their families and destroyed their homes. Daddy's home. It's the most ultimate weapon your enemy can have against you. Monitors everything you say, records everywhere you go, and when the time is right to pull the carpet out from under your feet, you're gone. So not only do you get yourself killed, you murdered your family. These beautiful children that you raised and brought into the earth, that phone is more important than them because you have to get the dopamine fix from when it goes on and picks up a signal and look at it. You can't put it down. It controls every thought. Every neuron in your body has to be connected to that phone. You can't give it up. You'd rather die. And there may be coming a time when you will. Because the technology is out there. One of my news feeders sent me a thing today from a British website that's very, very good, saveusnow.org. SV-40 NIR laser weapons deployed to activate your death after a quick biometric check for your financial status. MAC code, thanks to the lathanide nano contamination. So this type of technology is put in your body, and it can trigger turbo cancer or some other medical malady and just take you out. It's like Logan's Run on steroids. If you haven't seen the movie, it's a classic. You live to 29, and it's over. You report to the death chamber and get taken out. That's what they want from you. And then in another little news story he sent me too, 22-year-old fitness coach suffers sudden widowmaker heart attack. Well, I wonder what could have caused that. Because women are generally protected to a much greater extent before menopause from cardiac issues. And someone in that state of fitness and health should be rather unlikely to suffer a massive coronary like that. But fortunately, she survived and comes with a nice picture of her and her puppy. And that's nice to see. But they have plans. And those plans don't include you. And that's another thing you have to start to come to realize. And then in another part of the world, we have more crazy nuts. Bild, the German newspaper, says Ukraine can ready a nuke in 3 months. And Comrade Zelensky is very quick to say, you have a choice. You let us in NATO and go to World War III and die, or we'll make nuclear weapons. Start World War III and we all die. That sounds like a great choice, far worse than the Mexican standoff. Because usually with that, somebody shoots first and walks away from it. In this one, nobody walks away from it. Westinghouse Corporation signed a major deal with the Ukraine for nuclear reactors. When I did Power Hour before, I mentioned their deal from a 2018 news piece where they signed a deal with Ukraine. And I'm stupid. I'm from Canada. I'm sure Westinghouse does a lot of stuff for the nuclear industry that makes things explode, too. And them signing a deal with Ukraine would say, well, if I was Ukraine and I was up against the wall with Russia and I was one of their generals, that would be a big operation for me, is that we got to get nukes again. Just seems to be a no-brainer. Part of it, they said, was to edge out the Russian company, Rosatom, from getting contracts in Europe, which wouldn't surprise me. The head of the Christian Democratic Union in Germany, Friedrich Merz, says Ukraine should use these Taurus missiles on Moscow and that they should give an ultimatum to President Putin to surrender, I think he said in 11 days, or it's lights out for you, we're taking you down. I don't think he had a role in Dr. Strangelove. I don't know if anyone could even contemplate a role like that. The crazy general was the crazy general, not the leader of a popular political party in Germany. But they're of the opinion that Putin will even let his country be nuked, and he'll do nothing to interfere. I find that, like Maxwell Smart used to say, rather hard to believe. And I guess part of the reason I'm a hard sell on that, is it's Bible prophecy that we'll come to a point like that, especially with the insanity that's running loose. Mr. Merz says, the big issue for that is Russia bombed a hospital. Israel bombed every hospital in Gaza. Nobody cared. Nobody did anything. Nobody said anything. It was just okay. Because we are something that we're not allowed to say. But the opposition leader here in Canada, the next prime minister, Pierre Poilievre, said it. Shocked me no end. I was just talking to myself for hours, if not days, after I heard this. It was from a much earlier speech he gave at a synagogue in Montreal in March. But it just blew me away. He introduces himself as the Goy man from the prairies. And that term is so misused, it would be like someone using the N-word. Say, I'm just a good N-person. Don't beat me, master. Sacrilegious. Because in the context it's used is we're the inferior species and they're the master race. And they can do whatever they want to us like we were cattle. They can milk us, shear us like sheep, or slaughter us like dogs, whatever they choose. But he's 100% behind Israel in their war. And I look at that statement alone is making him totally unfit to be a leader, not that the other guy is any better. In fact, he's probably worse. But they're all hell spent to take us to Armageddon, like it or not. But they don't even understand what the word Goyim means. And I said that on Power Hour before, too, when I translated many parts of the Bible from Hebrew on Bible Gateway. And when you use the Pardes, the four levels of language, and you get to the most intense spiritual level of the language, has a completely different meaning than the basic words at the bottom. So, you know, anyone who's mastered language can do things with it, like double entendres and imply things using the same words anybody else could use that have a baser meaning. But with more sophistication, they have deeper meaning. And when you use that meaning with prayer and supplication to God, there's a new meaning. And Goyim was the invisible people, or the people, pardon me, behind the invisible wall. That there's something beyond our time-space barrier, our dimensional plane, that's different. They were the Goyim, not another human being. And that's been completely misunderstood and misinterpreted upon the victims and the killers. And I take that further to say, maybe they're here amongst us, these people from behind the invisible wall. We might recognize it as artificial intelligence, a substitute standard of life created from silicon, not carbon, that they're the Goyim, not us. It's the android come here to kill us. And we're well within our rights to defend ourselves by destroying it. And ancients couldn't comprehend that, so they just pick up the best thing that's close, somebody you don't like or detest, because they're of a different color, race, religion, and apply that label to them. But the fundamental thing is we all have that DNA. We're all the same. And I believe the Israeli nation got mission creep to think that they should be masters of the world, where they were God's chosen people, but chosen to preserve God's word, to preserve the Torah. That was their mission. And it went to their heads, in my opinion. Hitler said a long time ago, what luck for rulers that men do not think. How right he was, and how far he got. And with that same inability to think, we'll be going down the same trail with various tyrants. And then in another classic old line, that's why I like old TV, old radio. They were written by the generation, post-World War II generation, who went through a lot of stuff, saw a lot of stuff, put it out in popular fiction, and you just can't go wrong getting a lesson from people who are no longer with us. But this one was, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows. And in a way, that could be broadly interpreted today in the computer world, that part of the shadow would be artificial intelligence. It knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men. You just can't go low enough when you're dealing with evil. Just like when you're dealing with good, there's no limits at the top either. It's an infinite climb of spiritual development. To give your life for another, to sacrifice for the common good, not for profit. There's no limits. And then to take and steal, there's no limits either. Our other great politician here in Kanakistan is Emperor Justinian. So the dirt's out on him. His climate change, green policies, are like one of the biggest cash troughs in Canadian political history. It's hundreds of millions of Canadian dollars. And that's his slush fund for his friends and cohorts in crime and political apparitchniks. You put together some kind of crazy ploy and you get a grant. One went to like two guys working in a basement saying that they had some kind of green energy proposal and they got a significant amount of money for nothing because it's not something that could bear any fruit. And people are bleeding and paying taxes and paying extra for gas and heating oil and many other things because it goes through the transportation grid into the price of food, which is very high, and people can't afford to eat. But he's got hundreds of millions of dollars stashed away to give to his cronies, all for this green lie. Because if the green energy was really necessary for climate change, not using the money effectively would be a total catastrophe, but it also tells me there is no emergency. You're just stealing the money, and you made it up. It's the only logical conclusion you can draw. And that's the thing with us. We have to draw our conclusions. And this isn't a news story. It's becoming overwhelmingly well aired now, but that was a story a while back. But people are anesthetized with this media and with this political bandwagon in all countries of the world, not just mine or yours. It's disgusting, really. And the biggest thing, the real thing that's really, really true is the fact that they edit out God. I think that that's somehow morally superior when the ultimate power is the Creator himself. I was testing my Zoom on my new computer last night, and maybe it was some kind of fate because I probably wouldn't have listened otherwise, as I get invited to a Zoom meeting every Sunday from the scientists and doctors that primarily were organized around the COVID debacle. And this professor just blew my socks off because everything he was taught in science, he sees as some sort of fabrication or lie, that it's all fallen apart, it's leading us down the wrong trail. And he even dares to mention that we were created, not in some little puddle with evolution. We didn't come from the apes, that there's something deeper and broader that we were never explained before. And I thought, that was very, very profound. So I can't wait till it's posted online. They do that within a couple of days, and maybe I can post that on the website. I very much enjoyed his lecture. It was fantastic. Because there's an old Chinese saying, doesn't matter how hard you row if you're rowing in the wrong direction. So you got to figure that out before you get to the waterfall or some rocks. It's not going to be turning out too well. So it's nice to see that we can make a course correction and get back on course to what's really true and what really matters. Because we're too complicated to have come from some primordial soup to turn into this large life complex thing. They got plans to have a central entity computer control everything down to the last blade of grass. And it's being put into effect, including you and me, if they can get it into us. But there can't be a God that controls everything down to the last blade of grass. It has to be the anti-god, the machine from the Goyim that does this for us. That's okay. So I stick with the original and put my love and faith in that, because I think that's why I'm here, and I'd be a fool to deny it. The Pentagon wants to flood social media with fake people. Joint Special Operation Command and the Department of Defense will use generative AI to create fake users and gather information. Isn't that the big thing about that old TV show, The Prisoner? What do they want? Information. And what is the island that the prisoner's on? It's a 15-minute city. You have no control over anything. Everything's supplied for you. You'll own nothing. You'll be happy. You just can't get off. And they do whatever the heck they please to you. I never understood that when I was a child, when The Prisoner was on TV. But I understand it full well now. And it's very intriguing, and probably on the internet. Patrick McGoohan, The Prisoner. And you got your bicycle, too, because bike lanes going in everywhere, right? But it's not a penny farthing. You can have a super-duper race bike now. Bank of America says gold is the final safe haven. Yes, indeed. Anybody who knew anything through alternative media always knew that. Gold is real. The rest is a dream. Trump's plan is for adding $7.5 trillion to the debt, Harris $3.5 trillion, to add to the $35 trillion. Gold is safer than treasuries. Montreal, a city here in French Canada, phasing out fluoride. And that's a major victory, because it's a neurotoxin. And former Governor Jesse Ventura made some statements about that that just blew me away. I love that guy. In a lot of ways, he should be president of the United States, because he's down to earth. He's a real human. And he says he was worried about the United States becoming a fascist state. We're incorporating Nazi things into our lives, fluoride in the water, originally done by the Nazis. It makes you docile. So it's kind of like drinking Prozac water, he said. There we go. They want us docile. And what happens when we're docile? We can be led to slaughter. And George Washington said, when we lose that right to free speech, we'll be taken to that slaughter. I'm George Froyen. This is Power Hour.
There has never been a better time to buy gold and silver. To buy gold and silver direct, call our partners at Cornerstone Asset Metals. You can reach them at 888-747-3309 and make sure to tell them the Power Hour sent you.
In a world full of uncertainties, one thing you can control is your preparedness. Heaven's Harvest is here to help you protect your family when it matters most. Imagine having peace of mind with every meal, knowing it's non-GMO and made right here in the USA. From emergency survival food that lasts up to 25 years to heirloom seeds that ensure your garden thrives, we've got you covered. Why wait for a crisis when you can be ready now? With Heaven's Harvest, you're not just buying supplies, you're investing in your family's future. Secure your peace of mind with Heaven's Harvest. Stay prepared, stay safe. Your family deserves it. Visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 and take the first step towards ultimate preparedness today.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV. A place for answers.